breaking through, discovering the riches within. How many of you have discovered that there was something inside you that had been there for quite some time? You didn't know it until you applied some effort to start searching for what was inside of you, because you just wanted to get to know the real you. Who are you really? And in the process of searching, I mean, you probably had to do some thinking about what you were seeing. You would notice something, you'd start analyzing and asking questions about what you were seeing inside yourself. And all of a sudden you began to make more sense to yourself, because you began to discover the real you, the you you were meant to be, as a result of discovering the riches within you. Well, that's what Alan McDougall's book is all about. And I got to tell you all, this is the truth. The book itself, I mean, I'm not talking about the contents now. There is a wealth of information inside the book. But the book itself, just starting with the book cover, you'll be fascinated. It really caught my attention. I'll be honest with you, Alan, for a few seconds, several seconds, I just handled the book. I didn't read anything. I was just looking at the book and opening up the cover of it, the flaps of the cover. It was so different. It was so unique. But there is truly a rhyme and a reason, as well as a science behind the design of that book. Could you share with us what went into, what the thought is, what is the principles that we'll find just by looking at the cover of the book?
Sure, absolutely. I kind of smile when I think about it. Okay, the whole premise of the book, for those of you who weren't on the call a couple of weeks ago, the whole premise of the book was being an underground miner for 28 years and being paid tremendous money up in Canada to extract all the richness from the Mother Earth, copper, nickel, gold, platinum, et cetera, et cetera. When I had my adversity in life and refocused my focus, if you would, I discovered that there was much more riches within me when I mined that 18 inches from my head to my heart. And the richness within me, and I'm saying that not with any ego, I'm saying that for true humility, serves me much better today, and it seems to be a bottomless pit, and it serves my world as well. So when I talked to the designer of the cover, because book people told me that there's only 1/10 of a second maximum, as you're walking through a bookstore, that something will be attractive to you or not attractive. So I'm now in Barnes & Noble saying that I'm a small fish in a big water. So she said, you got to have, what's your premise of your book? So I told her, the mining and the 18 inches to my richness, which is in everybody. So then I said, I want to talk about my addiction, my alcohol. So for those of you who are not looking at the cover, if you go on my website, you can see it. But there's a bottle of whiskey, and in the label part of the whiskey, there's a mine site where there's a tunnel, where there's a light at the end of the tunnel, which we all can find once we do the steps to see who we really are. So just to answer your question, Carl, the light at the end of the tunnel on my book cover is in the shape of a heart. There are railroad ties leading up through the tunnel, as they do in an underground mine, and there are 12 ties to represent the 12 steps of any recovery program. If you look over on the left-hand side of the tunnel, there are two timbers holding up the ground as ground support, and there are two letters inside the structure. There are two A's for my own substance abuse. One is A, and A stands for Alcoholics Anonymous. Then the word breaking, the actual word breaking on the bottle is fragmented. The actual lettering is fragmented. Through is solid. And then I don't have a cap on the bottle, because the way I consumed my addiction was the first time I bought it, first and every time I bought a bottle of whiskey, Carl, I would throw away the cap because it was useless to put it back on and keep taking it off. And then the designer put a shot glass at the bottom of the right hand of the book cover with a little bit of whiskey. And I said, I want no cap on the bottle. I said, I also want the shot glass leaning over and whiskey spilling out onto the table, because when I was at that point, Carl, the lifeblood, well, this represents my lifeblood and my life force, which was leaking out of me at that time. And the last thing I'll mention is the color of the whiskey. She said, do you want the bottle full, half, three quarters, or quarter full or empty? I liked the color that it brought into the cover, so I said, I don't want the bottle full because I would insult every alcoholic out there. Nobody quits when the bottle's full. You always have to have some. So I said, I wanted three quarters full. One, I get the maximum amount of cover of color. Two, it brings your eye to the subtitle, Discovering Your Riches Within. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, the whole concept of the cover.
A powerful concept just for the cover. I mean, you have conveyed, you've communicated so much to us just on the cover. And
well,
then we get to read everything else that comes after the cover.
Well, that's great. And you know, it's kind of funny when you ask me, and I'm being 100% honest here now. When you ask me to talk about a business plan, and I told people about that, they said, Al, you're not one to speak about business plans, but you always get the job done. But this conversation and dialogue that I'm having is really eye-opening to me as well, because I'm bringing the intangible or the creativity side of a business plan. And if you go on any website or any structured business plan, you can write down goal setting, how often to visit it, how often to assess it. They're out there multitude, but I don't think too many talk about the creative and the following your hunch part of the business plan.
That's the part that we don't hear a lot about, and that's what I'm really liking about this. And the reason I really, one of the main reasons I really wanted you to share with us in depth what went into the design of the book cover was so that a lot of the people listening now, because I know for a fact we have a lot of people who listen to this program who have a strong interest in writing. There are a lot of people who have a story to tell, a true story, and they know that they want to put it in writing in the form of a book, many of them. And that cover design, the design of that cover, can go such a long way in helping them communicate. I think that sometimes we think about colors, but we don't think about other messages that can be so positive, so productive, so helpful in helping us really get across what we want to convey in the pages. And so I appreciate you for sharing that with us. And ladies and gentlemen, I really invite you, give some thought to what your business is about. As we know, Alan is a motivational speaker. He'll talk with us some more about his business before we end the conversation. But he has a way of going about doing what he knows needs to be done. And it seems like, Alan, it's almost a combination of the two as far as what you do to propel yourself forward in business. You work with the tried and the true, but you also move forward with the new. And especially...
Yes, I'm sorry, Carl. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And there's a quote. There's a quote says that, you know, there's two kinds of plans in this world: your plans and God's plans. And what makes God laugh are your plans. And I try to incorporate my best thinking. Carl got me sleeping in ditches. I never forget that. So why would I trust my own thinking without opening up to other people, but also opening up to my intuitiveness to help me make better decisions?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. Alan McDougall and I will be right back